A couple of weeks ago, at the end of 2018, in our Ranch New Music meeting, the top-rated song, and what has ended up being one of the highest-rated songs we've ever had in 2018, comes from this guy right here, Judson Cole, and the song Battles. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you for taking some time and chatting with us, playing up at the Blue Light in Dallas tonight.
Yes, sir. Yep. Just happened to be in the area, and glad you could get me in today. Thank you.
Absolutely, and congratulations on the fact that Ranch fans went, holy cow, that's a good song.
Yeah, luckily, I don't know if we were sharing that enough on Facebook or what, but luckily enough of our friends got on there and voted it up. So
you paid a lot of money for that, did you?
Yeah, right.
Is that what it was?
I owe a lot of favors now.
So what's the story behind that amazing song?
So actually, I wrote that song a couple days after the very first time you and I met.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that song in Nashville with Joey Green. We both happened to be up there. Spending a few days, we were both doing some songwriting. He was playing a couple shows, and we had like a Tuesday off, and it was the Tuesday after I had played Red Dirt Roads out at NASCAR in early December. And a couple days later, we wrote that song, but we had a day off, and I wasn't really liking any of the songs that I was coming up with out there writing with some professional songwriters. And
so you got a non-professional Joey Green to help you out.
Yeah,
I got you.
That's far better than anything I could ask for. But yeah, we just sat down and at the house where I was staying, and I kind of gave him the idea. I wanted to write a song about some life lessons and kind of picking yourself up when you're feeling down type of song. And he was like, oh, so it's about learning how to love with all your heart and all that stuff. I was like, hang on, let me write that down.
I need a pen.
So we just went back and forth for a couple hours, kind of just spitting lines back and forth and trying to make things rhyme and make sense. And before you know it, we had that tune. And it's by far one of my favorite songs I've written. So,
man,
thank you, Joey Green.
Absolutely. And I got to say, man, you are one of my favorite, up-and-comer songwriters in this scene. Your songs are really deep emotionally, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's hard to write a breakup song or a love song these days, because it's just about everything's been said under the sun, you know. And so try to find themes that are along those lines, but slightly different and fresh and new. But it's tough. I'm tough on myself. I don't crank out. I wish I could sit down and write a song and just put it out. But I imagine all songwriters are like this, but write dozens of lines or songs and then, you know, only get a good one every once in a while. So
you're your hardest critic, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%, yeah. Most people, I mean, I'll play a song that I think I hate, you know, and people, my friend, I'll play it to my friends and my family, and they'll rave about it, and it takes me a while to come around to the songs that I write.
That happens with a lot of you songwriters, and it'll be that way. I'll be like, hey, man, I want to play this song off the album. I know it's not the single, but it's like my favorite song. They're like, God, I hate that one. That was the one I wasn't even going to put on there. And it ends up being one of the most popular nine times out of ten.
Yeah, it's true, man. And, you know, I have two main goals with writing songs, and that's one, to write music that's good enough to be played on radio.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I want to write a song that people that I respect, I want them to respect it as well, you know. Sort of like my heroes, like Pat Green, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
If he were to hear it, you know, it would be an honor for him to say that it was a good song. And so I want to write songs for the people that people will enjoy and radio stations will enjoy, but I also want to write songs that my heroes or people that I look up to will enjoy as well. So,
well, and you got to enjoy it, because you got to play it over and over again.
For sure.
Judson Cole hanging out in studio with us, San Angelo guy. What got you into music?
My dad played music growing up. He was in a house band in San Angelo at a club called Texas the Club.
Mm-hmm.
Played in a band called Little Rock, and they were there like four nights a week.
Oh man,
playing every night and almost. And when I was about 12, I just started picking up his guitar and playing on it, and sort of self-taught. My stepmom gave me a couple of lessons. She was a picker too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's just in my family. My mom, she was a drummer in high school, and my dad and her dad was in a Cajun band.
Oh, cool!
Called the Cajun Ramblers back in the day. So it's just kind of in my blood, I guess.
Well, very cool. Judson's brought a guitar in here. He's going to give us a little tune. What are we going to hear, Judson?
I'm going to play y'all a new song I've been messing around with. So it's sort of a song about two former lovers who also happen to be former drug addicts. And I'm imagining them, they're running into each other at like a coffee shop or something after getting out of rehab. But it's been a while since they've seen each other. But, it's called Crash and Burn.
Today's news, how'd you find out I was back in town? I left for Portland, I wrote, told the postman I won't be coming back around. Well, I know you, me feeling like that was gonna drag you down. Well, I don't believe, but I fear the mistakes I've made can't come unwound. I just want to crash and burn and leave behind no stone unturned. There's nothing left but all these lessons learned. As I crash and burn, breakthroughs only coming when you can't beat up. They say the 40-hour week will keep you busy when you just can't get enough. And they said the old you was gone long before you finally got the courage up to not take any more. These days my habits seem much too strong to ignore. I just wanna crash and burn and leave behind no stone unturned. There's nothing left but all these lessons learned. As I crash and burn, as I crash and burn, I find it so hard to change my mind, yeah. And I find it so hard to leave this all behind, yeah. And I keep working on better ways, but not so many yesterdays. I just wanna crash and burn, leave behind no stone unturned. There's nothing left but all these lessons learned. As I crash and burn, as I crash and burn, as I crash and burn, as I
good grief. Judson Cole hanging out in studio with us. That is a fantastic tune, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well done. So you're writing stuff, obviously. You're writing for a new album, or is that just something you had to get out?
That one's kind of something I just had to get out. I'd had the idea for a long time, and actually I was supposed to go cut a few acoustic songs to do like an acoustic EP.
Mm-hmm. Right here if you want to. Just right. Get that taken care of.
I was supposed to do that earlier last year, and I ended up catching like walking pneumonia like the week I was supposed to go in the studio.
That's helpful.
And I'm kind of grateful that happened, because the songs now, since I didn't record them, they've evolved since then.
Mm-hmm.
And So there's still, it wasn't time, you know. Maybe the gods knew it wasn't time. So
is there not another way they could have given you a sign?
Right, right. we're working on new music all the time. You know, my band still lives out in San Angelo, and I live out near College Station now.
Mm-hmm.
But so our rehearsal time is like sound check, you know.
Right.
And so we're constantly, you know, fiddling around and noodling around on the guitar, passing lines around amongst each other. And I don't know. We're working on new music. Hopefully we'll have something new, whether it's an EP or full album, out this year. But we'll see.
Well, very nice, man. Judson Cole, best of luck to you in your future endeavors. Have fun tonight.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry you have to go to Dallas, but, you know, that happens. It happens to the best of us.
Luckily, I got to hang out here last night, so.
Oh, cool.
It evens out, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, buddy, we're going to play this this new song that the Ranch fans just went ape over. The song is Battles. Thank you, Judson Cole, for hanging out with us this afternoon,
thank you, sir.
Man.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Here it is, Judson Cole. This is Battles, Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
There's times that I should have been loving and made a fist. Well, forgive me, say nothing, as long as you don't forget it. It's the way you were raised, wrong from right. Ain't nothing good happening at the end of the night. It's not just about survival, no, you're not staying. Chest.